Praise Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus Christ indeed. He is worthy to be praised. Sadly, many diabetics are having their legs amputated because gangrene is eating into their legs, and to save their lives, they have been their legs are amputated at the knee level or just above the knee even. It starts off by amputation of toe or something when it first starts off. That is why these prayers, the name of Jesus Christ is dedicated for all our issues. In the name of Jesus Christ, and the issues will listen. It only depends whether you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and whether you believe what Jesus Christ has said. It depends on that. So it starts off with us believing in Jesus Christ. So you simply say this, in the name of Jesus Christ, I believe this for Christians and Christians. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to believe every word of Jesus Christ. Those who are not Christians and you want to believe in Jesus Christ, you have to say this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I know you're the Son of God sent by Almighty God to take away my sins, my curses, my sickness, to take away all that by suffering and dying on the cross and rising again. I believe you, Lord. I believe you took my sins away. I believe you took my curses away. You took my fears away. You took everything that is not of Christ. You took away, Lord. I believe you. I believe you. I accept you as God, Almighty Son of God. I accept you as Son of God. I accept you as Son of God. I accept you that you're my Savior. Something like that. It is no need to be even formula. In your heart, you believe that Jesus Christ came to save you. And you call on the Lord Jesus Christ, He will not turn you away. Now, so in the name of Jesus Christ, God says in Mark 11, speak to the mountain. So if they want to amputate something because of gangrene, you speak to the gangrene to get out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the gangrene in my legs to get out in Jesus' name, not to return. That's how you pray. You pray. No gangrene. Gangrene has no power over me. You go in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus on myself from head to toe and surround myself with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. This is a big mountain for you. This thing, gangrene, that's attacking you. So this can apply to anything else, gangrene or anything else. You can apply to diabetes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirit of diabetes, evil spirit of diabetes to get out. Evil spirit of gangrene to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every illness to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you speak. In the power in the name of Jesus Christ, this name of Jesus Christ is so powerful. Father God made it so. So when you curse the evil spirit in Jesus' name, evil spirit, get out. The devil just get out. They have to get out. Because Jesus Christ has won them all over. He's control. He has removed their powers. His name is so powerful. You start using these names. And then after that, see what happened. No, you continue. Every day, whenever you can, complete healing. I release complete healing in the legs in the name of Jesus Christ. I release complete circulation in my feet. I release complete perfect circulation in my feet. I release perfect health for my pancreas and my liver, for all my organs in my body to be completely healed and perfected and operating perfectly. I command the blood system in me to be purified in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood system in me to be pure and purified, complete, good blood running, carrying enough oxygen, carrying away the waste. You start talking because some of you know this. But otherwise, if you don't know this, so you just hammer the thing in Jesus' name. It'll go. There's anointing in the name of Jesus Christ, and you'll be speaking it. It'll begin to move. And you will see, we have seen, when people start using the name of Jesus Christ, we have seen so many cases, our own lives and other people's lives. Illnesses go, peace comes, joy fills your heart, peace comes to the family, health comes. So please, thank you, Lord, Father God, thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for the healing of those who have heard this message here in your name. Amen.